Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June the 7th. The grains closed mixed with July corn down 2 cents, closing at 376 and a quarter. July beans down 20 cents, closing at 974 and a quarter. July wheat up 7 cents, closing at 526 and three quarters. Let's start with the beans. Funds look like they sold about 35,000 contracts of beans, about 15,000 contracts of meal. I'm guessing that they're getting fairly close to even in the beans. This is the third hard day of selling in this bean market, and I don't know if they've sold as much to get out of it, but I think they ought to be pretty close out here. Without any weather problems out here, without any trade agreements, the beans have moved lower. There was a report this morning that the Commerce Secretary Ross had cut a deal with the Chinese phone company to settle the dispute there. A lot of people thought that might open the way for more Chinese negotiations, but there's been absolutely nothing announced. The president goes to Singapore next week. They say that the North Koreans will be highly influenced by the Chinese. Maybe the president can negotiate some kind of trilateral agreement between the United States, North Korea, and China, but certainly absolutely no evidence of that. The stock market seems to think there's something going on. It's up another 90 points here, but it looks to me like the funds wanted out of these beans. They wanted to lighten up significantly on the meal. They've lightened up on the corn. The wheat market closed higher today, but a dime off the lows. We did make a recommendation to sell some more wheat on the opening, another 5% of new crop. So we want to take advantage of that 30-cent, 35-cent rally to sell some more wheat. The wheat broke as much as 13 cents off the highs as the beans collapsed, but the wheat actually rallied a little bit late here, so it didn't close as weak as it was with about 20 minutes to go, but we still closed about a dime off the highs. The corn's going to close a nickel off its highs, so nothing positive out here. This is the lowest close in the beans since January 12th. The only lower close this year is at 970 and a half, about 3 cents away. That was on January 11th. We've taken out the trend line here today. Beans are lower for the year. None of this bodes well, and I continue to think that once the funds are out of this, it may be a good buying opportunity. Are they going to get out of all their positions by the 28th or 29th of the month? Maybe. That may be the buying opportunity. If we sense the funds are out of their beans before then, we might look to try the long side of this market. But this was obviously a very tough close. And, you know, I don't really, if you haven't done any marketing now, I really don't know what to tell you, except I think you got to sit through the next couple of weeks and see what the acreage numbers bring. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.